Well, as soon as we can pull Tom and Barb apart here.
A little something,
Tom,
something for
Tom,
you two.
Please, please.
I didn't say anything about petting.
This is a G show. Look, Tom's blushing. I love it. I've never seen that before.
Hey,
yeah, but, what?
We're going to move on from this day in history, but I had to bring this one up because it's... I've always admired the story of how Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. It was originally as a poem, but just, you know, when you read the words of it and you envision what that really was like, I did go to Fort McHenry one time, but there was like an inch of ground, snow on the ground, and everyone was freaked out and shut down like they'd never seen snow before. So I could only peer over the side, but it's just this little tiny area. And for these men to fight all night and bombarded, and you know the next bomb could be yours, and you can't see. You know you're guessing where you're shooting based on where the ships are shooting at you. So that was dedicated. The dedication of Francis Scott Key Memorial in Baltimore was this week in 1922 by President Warren G. Harding, and it was the first president to broadcast a message over the radio.
Wow. 1922, dedicating the Francis Scott Key Memorial at the Baltimore Bay, right out there across from Fort McHenry. So there you go, the history of radio.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So we've talked about all the hardships and all the trauma and everything of getting across the canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you each tell us, like in a couple sentences, why do you do it?
You know, that's a good question. Somebody just asked me that. Yeah, but I love it. I love the Grand Canyon, and I've done it 50 times. We've done it together probably 50 times. And every time you do it, there's something else you see, something else you feel. The group we go with is different every year. A lot of them are the same, but there's always different people. And it's odd because we start out as strangers. You know, I shake hands. How you doing, so-and-so? How you doing, so-and-so? You know, how are you, Rosie Romero? Who are you? You know, but anyway, we start out as strangers, and by the end of the trip, we're all in love with each other. It's incredible. And you know, we have here's one little tidbit here. We have a rule that if you come with us on our trip, and you don't have a marriage certificate, you don't sleep together in the cabin. So we, you know, obviously they change keys, but I have video cameras and attack dogs to catch them sneaking around their underwear at night. You know.
Only but, necking allowed.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, this one couple, for years, they met at Cedar Ridge. And that couple, I harped on them. I said, you guys are living together. Get married. You know, why are you living together? So I would never let them sleep in the same cabin on the north side when we cross over the first time. So last year, we're all sitting. We have a victory dinner at El Tovar, the most beautiful place up there on the south side. And we're all sitting there having dinner, and here comes a guy walking in. I didn't know who he was. And he says, Ed and Lori, please stand up. He was a preacher or pastor. And he actually married them at the El Tovar after about 10 years of me harping on him. So he was our security agent this year for all the other ones
awesome.
That are married.
And
what
that's
a cool story.
That's a hiker from Tucson, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Both of them are from Tucson.
He met this girl at Cedar Ridge.
At Cedar Ridge.
All right.
I want to know.
Come on.
I want to know. Do you have your wedding certificate?
Yes, I do.
Has anyone checked
it?
I want to see it. I'm not one to just sit here and take your word for it. I want to see that writing.
We were married 50 years on September 12th last year.
Congratulations.
So, Miss Barbara, what motivates you to do the hike?
The honest truth is this. Just like in marathons, I do the same thing every year. It has never changed 50 times. As I'm coming up, the climbing like crazy, practically half dead, I'm saying, why do I keep saying I'll do this? And the minute I get to the top, I'm like, oh yeah,
I did it.
I did it, and I'm doing it again.
It is special. And those of you listening this morning, we just want to really emphasize the fact that the hike through the Grand Canyon isn't something to take lightly.
No.
It's a whole lot harder coming out than it is going in. You're doing the easy part of the hike, the first half of the hike. The hard part of the hike is when you're a little bit depleted, you're a little bit tired, you're a little bit worn down. So please, training only, just do it slowly. Get down to Cedar Point. Get down to Indian Garden and come back. Just do the short trip first. Test it a little bit of time. And with the great trail systems we've got now, in particular, I love the McDowell Mountain Trail System. I mean, those are some of the most beautiful trails there
are. We are the luckiest people in the world to have all this right at our fingertips.
We really are. Folks, we have a jam-packed show for y'all today. Stay tuned. We've got John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, coming up in the Landscape Gardening and Outdoor Hour next hour. We've got an article this week in the paper about 1950-style homes. We've got Doug from Post Reno Pools coming in and talking about tips on getting your pool ready for the summer. And then we've got Harold Perkins coming in and talking about mortgages. I mean, it is packed. If anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can't miss the next 3 hours.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.